Gary! Gary! You're killing me.
Oh, I forgot about the chipmunk problem you have at the house.
Ah,
oh,
it's like nails on a chalkboard. I won't say anything because I don't want to ruin it for anyone that does enjoy that. Let's bring our photo contest winner in. Mr. Stan Zook, I believe is the last name.
Yes.
Welcome to the program. Your picture is beautiful. In fact, it was number one in the voting up until the last minute. And I think it was just 2-vote difference from first to second. Beautiful full moon picture. Tell us about it.
Well, I think most photographers, serious photographers, when they go out, they have a pretty good idea of what they want to try and capture on the camera. And that was the case in this situation. I love photographing the moon, especially with the beautiful scenery we have around here. And my intention was, of course, to go out to Superstition State Park, which is where it was taken. And I was anticipating either a what we would call a harvest moon or the super moon, as your guest earlier related to. So I went ahead and set up. This was taken actually back on November 14th of last year, 2016. And there were 2 exposures involved, obviously using a tripod. I wanted to capture the Superstition Mountain itself while the sun was setting to give it some color and detail. And then the second exposure was after the moon came up and had moved into the what I consider the right sky position. And overall, it took a little over 2 hours to get the final picture and get it together. But I've been involved in photography now for 65 years, actually. And my neighbor and my grandfather got me started, kindled my interest in that. And I've been doing it ever since, off and on. Attempting, I think, to capture the beauty that we have here in Arizona that God's created for us is really a lot of fun and something that's my favorite subject in landscape. And I really believe we're a blessed state to have such an abundance of beautiful scenery around us.
Well, you've definitely been blessed with a gift in photography. This is an incredible image. What kind of camera were you using for this?
This is a Nikon D7000. I think, again, a lot of photographers will kind of stay to the same camera, and I've been using Nikons for many years. There's a lot of good cameras, certainly, but I just prefer that one.
And any special lens on it? What kind of zoom are you? You've got a... Well, I don't...
Yes, actually, I did use 2 different lenses on it. But like I said, there's 2 different exposures. One was a 24-millimeter wide angle, and if you have the picture handy, you'll notice that the cactus is relatively close in the picture compared to the background. And then also for the moon picture, I used the 500-millimeter to bring it up closer and get the shorter exposure.
Well, very nicely done, sir, and we appreciate you submitting that picture for our photo contest. I don't have it in front of me. I need to put this up on our website. I'm going to put what month each one of these pictures are scheduled to be in. I actually think this one is probably, it's either April or May, I believe, that we put this in. I didn't realize it was a November picture. We may have to turn that around on our second print edition.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it, Stan, and congratulations again on the image. You can see that at rosieonthehouse.com. It's click on calendar, and it's the only moonshot, so it'll be real obvious and just a beautiful display. But we'll put, as we're going through all of these, what you'll be able to do on the digital side of the calendar when you come back, come January, February, March, etc., you'll be able to see the picture. And we'll have kind of a GPS of about where the picture was taken and these details from these interviews. So if you enjoy photography or want to try and capture a screenshot, it'll give you an idea of where to go and just a little bit more about the picture itself. And the calendar is free. Just email us the address you would like it sent, and we'll get it shipped out to you. We'll be shipping them sending them out. I think the second, we're like 10 days away from those actually going out. So we look forward to that. Just part of one of the many great things we're doing as part of our 30th anniversary celebration. A big thank you, Arizona, for 30 years of Rosie on the House.